Hello, honey. This is your old Saigon, Vietnam, Quan Nam warrior calling you again. I'm going to have a few minutes here to sit and talk with you and enjoy a nice, quiet conversation just between you and I. I've got a lot of these tapes, and I've got to get them run off, honey, so I might as well start going. Because it's a lot nicer to talk to you than write a letter, because I think it's more pleasant for you to hear from me, my voice, than perhaps for me to try and scribble around and write you a couple of sentences, which fills up some of this airmail paper, but doesn't say as much as I can say here in just 30 minutes. I only hope that these tapes get travel as fast as the airmail letters, and you get to hear from me within a week anyway after I tape them. The cost of airmail went up from 8 cents to 10. So that makes it almost a nickel more for one of these things to go, but what's money? We got more money than we know what to do with right now, and there's no place to spend it. In fact, I'm holding a couple of $100 in my pocket just thinking about whether I should send it home and have you put it in the bank. I think I might, but I don't know. I might, because I'll probably get some more before I come back next month. Which reminds me, it's just a month from today that I'll be, should be, catching a plane to start back home. From my recent experience, though, I don't know whether I'm going to make it on that day or not. I sent my papers up to Da Nang to have them processed on through to Saigon, and about a week later here they came back and said they didn't have any record of my leave and how much I rated, and that I should go to Saigon and tell them all about it. And that's their job up there. They're supposed to hold my records and tell me what I've got. So anyway, I sent a message to Saigon, and Saigon came back and said, we don't have Williams' leave record. That's supposed to be in the Corps, which is at Da Nang. Tell him to go to Da Nang for them. Well, that's the old snafu. Anyway, I sent him back, corrected, and asked a person to check on him the other day, and he did call. He told me he called anyway, and they said they were going to send him on through for me. So if I'm not too late, I get my name on the manifest to get back to see my favorite gal and my favorite dog and my favorite country, probably. And I don't know about that snow. You better tell old Saul to warm up things. It might be too cold for me. I might get in there and not even get out of the airport, turn around and head back out, go someplace like Honolulu where the sun shines and the soft breezes blow. What do you think of that? Speaking of weather, it's been raining all day out here, and the mud is up to my knees, and I tore my plastic raincoat, and I haven't got any now. I'll have to go out someplace and find me a raincoat in the morning. I wish I had one of those old ponchos that I used to wear around. This would be ideal for this kind of weather. But I guess I'll get one when I get back, since it won't be too long for I'm back, I hope. I might take a little trip before I start back. Got a message the other day. They want me to come down to Way, which is a sort of a resort area, an old capital in this, in the middle of Vietnam, Huey. It's on the coast, and they say it's the old Chinese center of culture when the Chinese owned this country. But they want me to come down the way to attend a refugee meeting, and if everything goes well, I might head down that way about the 17th or 18th of this month and see what the boys are doing down in the front staircase where all the nice living is going on. They might not like us backwoods boys coming in there, but they used to usually try to teach us something by these conferences, and it's another port to hit, and I ought to get out of here for just a little while anyway. I've got some tough work coming up the next 3 or 4 days. We're moving a bunch of refugees from one place to another, about 25 or 30 miles. And we've got to get some camps set up and some helicopters. And since these are fishermen on the coast, we might have to get an LST or a Navy ship to come and help us move them out. I don't know quite what the deal is yet, since it's being set up by one of our men up in the Binh Son area. But I'll let you know in a day or two how the thing works out. We're moving them out of an insecure area into a more secure area. We think that the best way to treat these people is to keep them from the VC, and also to in a place where we can feed them and take care of them and see that they get some of the benefits they're entitled to by being run out of their homes. But most of them are glad to be run out, because if they weren't, they'd get blasted and from either the Kong or us, and better to be alive in a refugee camp, I guess, than it is to be dead in your old hometown. I don't know whether that's been said before, but if it hasn't been, think about it for a little while. Boy, I caught a doozy of a cold. I got my nose is all stopped up, and I've been hacking all day long, and I guess I must have slept with my feet out in the covers or something. It's not cold enough to catch cold, but it's the damp weather, I suppose, that makes me perspire and then get a chill of some kind. Anyway, I've been eating aspirin most of the day, and my cold's still hanging on. It's something I haven't had over here, but I've had everything else that the country here can give me. So I guess I'll have to just take the cold as it comes, and like the rest of this sicknesses that I've had, maybe I'll get immune to them soon. Who knows? Which reminds me, don't forget to get me a